There was a grandson who spoke to his elderly grandfather after religion class and said, "Were you on Noah's Ark?" And the grandfather, with a little of opprobrium and disbelief, said, "Of course I was not on Noah's Ark." And the grandson said, "Well, why didn't you drown?" Young children think clearly, although not always logically. Adults are very logical, but sometimes very nebulous. We make things so unclear for ourselves and even say out loud, "This is a moral dilemma." No, it's not. It's a hard decision. It's not a dilemma. You know what the right thing is to do. Now you have to do it. When we speak with young children and we try to correct them, they often respond, "I know that. I know that." Well, knowledge is one part of it. Actually doing it is more important. And so when we think of our own lives and the Christian gospel, it's very, very simple. I said in a recent talk that when George Carlin, the famous comedian of old, looked at the Ten Commandments, he said, "There are too many of them. I have to cut them down to one or two." Well, that's what Jesus did 2,000 years ago when he was asked, "What's the whole gospel about? What's the entire sacred scriptures about?" Love God and love neighbor. That's clear. But when it becomes difficult, what adults do is they begin to rationalize, "Well, I only stole a little. I was only dishonest with a white lie. What's a couple million dollars here or there if you take it? No one's gonna miss it." We, unlike children, know what the right thing is to do. But in our mind, we make it cloudy because it's difficult, because it presents an obstacle to us. And what the Lord tells us, if you can't be honest with yourself, how can you be honest with anyone else? So today's thought, be honest with yourself. Don't make things muddy. Don't make them nebulous. Don't make them so unclear that it gives you an excuse to do something wrong, because the results will always be clear. You will always become a dishonest person to yourself. And that is the most important thing. No one is ever fast enough to run away from themselves. So ask the Lord, "Lord, when I know and I see what I should do, give me the courage and the strength to do it." Slava Isusu Christu.